play in promoting the Church's priorities for the next 5 years. Thank you.
James Townsend for a maiden speech, followed by Canon Hazel Whitehead, also for a maiden speech.
James Townsend, Manchester 358. Mr. Chair, thank you for calling me. This report speaks admirably of a desire to improve our contribution to the common good of the nation. But might I humbly suggest that it understates the real urgency of the situation. Now, I speak about the Church with my friends quite often. Some are Christians, most are not. But they find the Church rather fascinating. And when I tell them that we are the national Church, giving spiritual and moral leadership at both the parish and national level, they say to me, "Are you having a laugh?" Because, Synod, I'm afraid the uncomfortable truth is that for my generation, we are not the national Church. For my generation, we are the nutters on the sidelines, squeezed out of the public sphere because we had nothing relevant to offer there. At best, an outdated relic of a bygone age, at worst, an interfering group of bigots. If I could take you to Manchester, to Oddsall, Cheetham Hill, or Staley Bridge, I hope that I could show you why I think we have become irrelevant. You can see there the great challenges faced by communities across this country. Homelessness, unemployment, poverty, the great battle for equality. None of those are going to get easier over the next 5 years. But where is the Church on these issues? We pen the occasional report, make the odd speech, and when we do, we are at our best. But we waste too much of our energy on internal debates, debates about issues the rest of society thought they had settled decades ago. And let me tell you, Synod, that is what we see, and we do not like it. Synod, my generation lives in a seemingly valueless age, a shallow celebrity culture complemented by the perceived supremacy of material wealth. We are crying out for spiritual leadership. Over the next 5 years, I hope and I pray that it will be our Church at the front of the queue to provide it, ready to offer a relevant, compassionate, and inspiring message of Christ.